The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Understanding the way of thanksgiving. Understanding the way of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an essential thing for every believer. Thanksgiving actually shows that you are not a forgetful person. Psalm 103 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 103 verse 1 and verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget not. So when you thank God, it's a sign that you did not forget what he has done for you. Quickly this morning, beloved, wonderful people, why are we thanking God? In the first service, I'll give us four reasons why we are thanking God. In the second service, I will give us another four major reasons why we are thanking God. Number one reason why we are thanking God is that God is good. Somebody say, God is good. In Psalm 106 verse 1, the Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. In Psalm 107 verse 1, the Bible also says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. So our God is good. He has been good to you. He has been good to me. There is no doubt that God has been good to you. There is no doubt that God has been good to me. And that is why we are thanking him, because we can see his goodness. We can see his blessings. We can see his goodness in our life. Number two reason why we are thanking God is for his benefits. Psalm 68 verse 19. Blessed be God who daily loaded us with benefits. That is, every blessed day, God loads us. How many of us have seen trailers before that have been loaded with goods? That's what the Bible is trying to tell us there. It says, every day, God loads you with benefits. Air in your nostrils. Functionality of your body system. Good family. Friends. Church. Your career. Many benefits everywhere. He said, blessed be God who daily loaded us with benefits. We are benefactors of his benefits. We must always remember that everything that we have received are benefits. They are from God's benevolence. They are from God's magnanimity. They are from God's mercy. That's why Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So anything that is a wealth in your life or a blessing, he gave you the power. Somebody say power. God is a God of benefits. Get ready. As you thank God in this season, you will get more benefits. I say you will get more benefits. I say you will get more benefits. You will get more benefits in the name of Jesus. Number three reason why we are thanking God is for preservation. Psalm 103 verse 4 to 5. Psalm 103. He says, who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle? You will agree with me that one of the major benefits that we have from God is preservation. Protection. We live in times when security has become a major problem. I was speaking to somebody last week about two of our protocols. We're together with the person, and the man was telling me, said one of the major reasons why people leave this country is basically security. Because one of the major things that keeps a nation growing is the security of the nation. People want to travel now. If you are an average person, you have to get security to follow you here and there if you are going on journeys on some particular routes. But God has been keeping you and I, people will be in their houses, and then suddenly things begin to happen. Things you can never hear in other nations. But for you and I, God has kept us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Nobody is spared. Nobody is kept except the ones that God has kept. People's security architecture have been destabilized in this country. People who have heavy security, their heavy security has been mesmerized. In Psalms 34, verse 20, Psalms 34 and verse 20, the Bible was speaking to us there. It said, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. That's talking about you. He keepeth you on Okada, he keepeth you in car, he keepeth you in the aeroplane, he keepeth you in the house, everywhere. He said, not one of his bones is broken. Somebody say a big hallelujah. That is why we are thanking God. If there's anything we have enjoyed in our ministry here, is preservation. There are many of them, but one of the fundamentals of this commission, not only here, worldwide, is the preservation of the Almighty. Protection, preservation has been so real among us. To God alone be all the glory. Mark it. Evil will not come near you. Evil will not come near your children. Evil will not come near your family. Say a loud, loud, loud amen. And number four, why are we thanking God? Is that to give God the glory due to him. And I'm going to spend time on this, on the fourth point. Just like in the second service, I will spend more time on the eighth point. Why are we thanking God? We are thanking God to give him the glory due to him. Not no believer or no human being, no creature is created to receive glory, to receive God's glory. God created us for his own glory. Isaiah 43 and verse 7. For everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. That's why I created them. God is the one that must take the glory. He alone is worthy of the glory. He will never share his glory with any man. Isaiah 42 and verse 8. God can never share his glory with any man. I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. A graven image, a human being cannot take his glory. In Hebrew, glory means weight. The meaning of glory in Hebrew means weight or heavy. And that weight or heavy thing cannot be carried by man. It can kill the man. The glory must always go to God. A man cannot carry that glory that belongs to God. It can destroy him. It can kill him. God is not against your success, but he's against your taking credit for things that belong to him. God is not against your breakthrough, but he's against your taking credit for things he has done for you. That is what it's against. It's not against your doing well. But when you begin to do well and you begin to refer to yourself as the doer, then problems start. Psalm 29 and verse 2. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Psalm 29 and verse 2. There is something we must ascribe to God. It's called glory. There's something we must give to God. It's called glory. Somebody is here this morning. He's assessing that glory in the name of Jesus. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Another version says, ascribe to God. Give to him. He is the owner of the glory. the glory of your life, the glory concerning your children, the glory concerning your health, the glory concerning your career, the glory concerning your marriage. You cannot take anyone. You cannot claim it. He owns it. And we must give him the glory. That's why we are here. To return it back to him. Never to claim that we are the doer. Never to say that we have anything to do with it. He is the doer. And I pray that he will continue to do it in your life in Jesus' name. Always lay to heart that God is completely responsible for where you are today. We must never think that we got to where we are today by our own power. We must never think such. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 17. And thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and my might have given me this wealth. You must never say that. My power and my might has given me this wealth. It must never be heard in your mouth that I'm so beautiful. That's why I got a good husband. It must never be heard in your mouth that I had a good grade. That's why I got a good job. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth to give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. This is where most believers miss it. They want to feel like a big man or big woman. They want everybody to say, if not, this person is a very big person. No. Everything that has come out of your life, he gave you the power to do it. He gave you the strength. He gave you the connection. He gave you the brain. Everything. One day I just stumbled on a guy on the internet. He's not a Nigerian. It was all these blogger guys. And he was in his car and he was making a comment and he was just bragging. When I was in school, my school is so, it mentioned one of these elite schools. I was one of the most brilliant. I was in a class with so. What he said, one of his mates is now a president of the so place. Is it this? Is it that? I have this brain. I'm an intelligent person. What do you think? In fact, initially I was looking at him like this. After a few seconds, I just shut down the thing. Because I was pissed off. I said, how can a human being be talking like this? I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. And I look at him. Honestly, I did not say anything. Empty barrel makes the loudest noise. Things would have made so much noise. They don't have anything. When you see a drum that has oil, crude oil inside, if you hit it, it's doom, boom, boom, boom. Not too much noise. But when you hear one that doesn't have noise, if you hit it, it will do brown, like security. You know the one the security used to hit in the night? They will hit it in one place and 20 houses will be hearing far away. May the Lord give us understanding. May your words not insult God. The following are some things that insult God, which we must avoid so that our thanksgiving can be acceptable. To refuse to acknowledge God's hand is an insult to God. I'm speaking to you on insults to God that affects our thanksgiving. Number one, to refuse to acknowledge God's hand in your life is an insult to God. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7. And what do we have? And what have we not received? And if we have received it, why do we glory as if we have not received it? And what do you have that you have not received? ? He said, okay, if you have received it, why do you glory? Why do you speak as if you did not receive it? is an insult to God to refuse to acknowledge God's hand in your life. That's why giving testimony must be a part of your life. One of our beloved pastors gave his testimony this morning that God built him a house. And mark it, that will not be the last house you will build. There are some people, God will bless them with car. They will not give testimony. House, they will not give testimony. They will, anything God does, everything, they just pocket it. As you were giving testimony, I was remembering the day I shared the testimony of our first house also. That's many years now. I can't remember, maybe. Well over 10, 12, 13 years. I can't remember exactly now. I was just remembering. As he was sharing this, I said, I remember the day I came out. I said, thank God, though. Don't. It's refusing to acknowledge God's hand. You have insulted God. God promoted you in your place of work. You kept quiet. God did many things in your life. You kept quiet. You before your GP was on the floor, it went up. You kept quiet. I don't want them to be. I'm a shy person. You are a shy person, but you like blessing. Okay. Number two thing that insults God is to belittle the blessings of God in your life. To belittle the blessings of God in your life. That is saying, what's the big deal? What's that special thing? What's so special? What's the big deal there? Friends, don't belittle God's hand in your life. Don't what? Don't what? Don't belittle God's hand in your own life. Don't belittle his hand. Any little thing that God does, acknowledge him. I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you've done in my life. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Dansa kire, Baba. That's how to live a good life. Number three way to insult God, which you must not do, is to present to him an offering that is miserable. Insultful offering. Offering that cannot terminate a man's suffering. Offering that you cannot offer to just a normal human being. You present it to God. That was what happened in Genesis chapter 4 with Cain and Abel. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 7, verse 5 particularly. Cain and Abel brought offering to God. God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain's offering. Why did he reject it? The offering was below his level. The offering was an insult to Messiah. The offering was an aberration. It was substandard to God's level, to God's blessing on his life. Some people can give $10 offering. That's their level. Some people, if they give 20,000 offering in a service, it's nothing because that is just nothing compared to God's blessing in their life. It's an insult to give God something that if your pastor visits you, it's an insult to give to him. And God just takes it. You can't see any. You can't really see. You're not here now. You can't see. One day, Jesus sat down beside the offering basket and said, oh, yeah, be giving. Let me be seeing you. That's to tell you that God is interested in your. He wants to, all I've done for you. Let me see how you want to reciprocate. You know what happened there? Cain said, what's this? And he went ahead to destroy his brother. God said, if your offering was okay, won't you be accepted? If what you brought to me is okay, won't it be accepted? In Malachi chapter 1, verse 7. God was speaking there. He said, a son honoreth his father. He said, why are you bringing to me polluted offering? Malachi chapter 1, if you can, by verse 7. He said, ye offer polluted bread upon my altar. You bring the offering you are giving to me is not all on point. He said, wherein have you polluted thee? He said, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Go to the next verse, beloved. He said, if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you give me something that is, you bring a goat that is blind, isn't it an evil thing? How can you be dropping this kind of thing for me and you say you are doing Thanksgiving? He said, and ye offer the lame and the sick, the most crippled of the resources. He said, God, take this. For everything you did for me from January today, this is all I can give to you. Is it not evil? Okay, offer it unto your governor. This thing you have brought to me, or you have put it in an envelope and give it to your governor. Let us see if he will say, well done. He said, will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? May the Lord have mercy on us. It's an insult on God to be blessed, yet to offer to God a despicable thing. It's better not to even appear before him with such at all. It insults God. It infuriates him. What kind of person are you? All I've done for you, isn't this a polluted offering? A thanksgiver that wants to truly thank God must do it with the whole of his heart. You are wise. You are trying to do something. You want to please the master. You want to show him that you acknowledge him. You must not show that you have no regard for him. I pray for somebody here today. God will not have a disrespect for your offering. I say God will never have a disrespect for your offering. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number 4. And I think I better stop there because of time. Way to insult God is to claim to be self-made. For a man or woman to claim, I am self-made, is an insult to God. Don't ever let it come out of your mouth. I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. It's an insult to your maker. You, a self-made man. And I didn't have father. I didn't have mother to train me. I didn't have anybody to train. I trained myself. I'm a self-made. If you had father and mother, they would have kept your lungs and your liver, right? If you had father and mother, they would have given you brain to go to school, right? If you had father and mother, they would have been in exam hall to assist you to pass your exam, right? The reason why men continue to stink is because they don't think. Everything that you are, he made you. You are not self-made. You are God-made. Somebody say, I'm God-made. I am God-made. I am God-made. There was a man in the book of Luke 12, verse 16 to 21. Luke 12, verse 16 to 21. The Bible calls him rich fool. May you not be a rich fool. Let me show you what this man did. Luke 12, 16, 21. He spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Things were working for him. And he thought within himself, this thought issue, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. There's no place. I have so much everywhere. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I be. Can you see I? He said, there will I do. I will pull down and build greater barns, and I will bestow all my fruits. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou art much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But that's about 4 times. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? Verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasure of himself and is not rich towards God. Your case will never be like this. This guy is a case of a self-made man. Every of his acknowledgement is I. There was no referral to God. God, thank you. You changed my job this year. God, thank you. You will help me to finish the year successfully. Father, thank you because I planted and it grew and I have harvest. God, I thank you so much. You gave me a relationship this year. Next year, I hope that it will go into marriage. God, I thank you that you assisted me this year. I was sick many times and you brought me out of the sick bed. No referral to God. No referral to giving offering to God. Instead of that, I say, I will enlarge my space. I will build my shop. I will do this. I will do that. Immediately, God appeared on the scene. God said, okay, since I've seen that your medulla oblongata is an issue, let me assist you. Then he assisted him to exit this world. I said, now that you have exited this world, all these things that you are talking about, whose own will it be? That will never be your case. That will never be my case. Say louder, amen. Friends, we must never insult God. We must always give it to him. Mo fi fun ohun lo ni o. Mo fi fun ohun lo ni o. Baba mi lo ni atope o. Mo fi fun baba mi lo ni atope o. Mo fi is not that glory doesn't belong to us. It belongs to, and that's why we are here, to thank him, to dance, to rejoice, and to place our hands in our pocket or to use our phones. Because whatever we give to him can never quantify what he has given to us. It's just a little expression of love. And as we do that this morning, I see God blessing you more than you can have. The issue of glorious finishing shall be very evident in somebody's life here. The matter of glorious finishing shall be evident in somebody's life here. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. The grace to thank God like never before this Christmas. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. All through this month, all the Sundays, full blast in thanksgiving, in praise, in adoration, and in joy. Your joy will not cease. Your joy will not be incapacitated. Your joy will not be imprisoned. Your joy will not be chained. And your pockets will not be empty. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.